cellar holes?
Cellar holes and uneven ground are all that remain of a group of buildings along what was the former path or Route 7 West of the railroad track. These buildings included sheds, a barn, blacksmith shop, scales to weigh iron ore and limestone, and George Bull and John Rober's general merchandise store. The store building was moved in the 20th century and is located on the east side of the present-day Route 7 near the end of the museum driveway. Further northwest are more cellar holes and foundations from a row of houses for Kent Iron Company workers. Photo 1 is the George R. Bull & Company store with five men standing in front of it in 19th century clothing. Photo 2 is the bill head of the store. It reads, Office of George R. Bull & Company, dealers in dry goods, groceries, clothing, boots, shoes, hats, caps, hardware provisions, flour, iron and steel, tobacco and cigars, rubber, paint, etc., domestic sewing machines, and accident insurance stamped with George R. Bull & Company General Merchandise, Kent Furnace, Connecticut. Photo 3 is an insurance policy for the tenant houses, issued by the Hartford County Mutual Fire Insurance Company of Hartford, Connecticut. It reads, In consideration of the stipulations herein named and of $8.25 premium, does insure Kent Iron Company of Kent, Connecticut for the term of 3 years, from the 8th day of April, 1896, at noon, to the 8th day of April, 1899, at noon, against all direct loss or damage by fire, except as hereinafter provided, to an amount not exceeding $1,550, to the following described property while located and contained as described herein and not elsewhere, to wit, East Railroad, $500, on their 1 1/2-story frame dwelling house, number 1, occupied by tenant, situate in said Kent, near the house of Alonzo Stewart. Northeast Railroad, $300, on their 1 1/2-story frame dwelling, house number 2, occupied by tenants, about 20 rods west of house number 1. Northeast Railroad, $250, on their 1 1/2-story frame dwelling, house number 3, occupied by tenants, situate about 165 feet west of house number 2. Northeast Railroad, $250, on their 1 1/2-story frame dwelling, house number 4, occupied by tenants, situate about 85 feet west of house number 3. Northeast Railroad, $250, on their 1 1/2-story frame dwelling, house number 5, occupied by tenants, situate about 85 feet west of house number 4.